2-0 in the series to the Florida Panthers. Game three tonight on road ice in Sunrise. Somebody who I don't believe. Actually, no, he was at one point down 0-2 in the series after losing two games at home. Chad LaRose, whose name is on the Stanley Cup, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Mr. Chad LaRose, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm doing very well. Can the same thing happen this year as happened 17 years ago?
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, they've been in five different overtimes now in this series. But I tell all my friends, I was like, you know what? We lost both games at home versus Montreal. And then won four straight. So how are you guys doing? You doing good?
I'm hanging in. I mean, I'm still recovering from four overtimes last Thursday night. Did you watch all of that?
Oh, yeah. I was pumped because I had a game. I coach hockey, youth hockey, and I had a game, and I was pissed that they put a game on at 8 p.m. during the game. Well, then I got to see a whole other game, I guess.
Yes, we did. We had two and a third games. It was like playing a doubleheader on Thursday. You may watch games differently than we do or as fans do. Fans just see they lost. When you watched that game, was it as close as the analytical data makes it seem?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you got to remember, I mean, it's four overtimes. What was it, 12 seconds left in the fourth?
Yeah.
When they scored. Carolina's hunting the puck. Florida's playing with house money. They have nothing to lose, and they're playing very good, too.
Yeah.
But I believe, like, that I think they'll win tonight. They better. And I haven't been able to text my buddy Rod Brindamore at all because we don't text each other, any of us, when we lose or something, you know? So, no, I think their hunt of the puck is going to be, they're already on that. They hunt the puck, Carolina. I mean, right. If Rod Brindamore running them. So they hunt the puck, and I think they have a great opportunity here. And now you're facing adversity. So let's see what you're made of, you know?
Chad LaRose is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. How do you deal with a goaltender in Sergei Bobrovsky who has made 100 saves on 103 shots through two games? Granted, it's been 10 periods.
He looks like the Bob of Columbus.
Yeah.
He's, you know, researched himself, and, like, he looks really, really good. And he's, I mean, these goalies these days, I would have never scored a goal in my life. they're so big and so athletic. But he looks very, very good. But I like how Carolina's peppering him. I believe he's going to wear down. That's my goal, I'm hoping. he's played great. I have no doubts that he's still going to be great. But, I mean, there's five overtimes already in this series.
Right. So is
five overtimes. Flip a coin sometimes, you know what I mean? And
yeah, I mean, as a player, I'll just go, Teuvo Teravainen had an opportunity in, I think it was the second period, to score on him and make this a two.
Rebound one?
Well, it was the pass from Natchez.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, he had an opportunity, and maybe he didn't get 100% of it. Maybe he didn't put it where he wanted to. Teuvo is also coming back from not playing for a month with the broken hand. Maybe that has something to do with it, too. So he had maybe put it in almost the center of the net, but still, for Bobrovsky to get over and just to have a chance at it was remarkable. But do players replay that in their mind?
Yeah, we don't sleep. We don't sleep after stuff like that. But, yeah, and Teuvo's coming back from an injury, and people don't understand how hard it is to get back into. I mean, you can practice all day you want, but you're playing in the Stanley Cup Conference Finals.
Right.
And you're coming back from not playing for a while, and your hands and stuff like that, nothing's really there right away, immediately. And you're playing at the highest level there is, because everybody's going balls to the wall. Sorry to say that on air.
It's fine. The word wall is fine.
Okay, good. So everybody's going all out. This is why I love playoff hockey. But I called before the playoffs started. I said, I believe Carolina will play Vegas in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay.
I think they're okay. I mean, you don't want to be down 2-0 no matter what.
Right.
But I believe they'll win tonight, and then I believe they will pucker up a little bit.
Okay.
Realize how good Carolina is. Yeah, I'm coming down for game five, no matter what.
There you go.
Again, so I was here. I was there last series. I stayed there at Cole's house. me and Colesy. And I'm coming down for game five.
All right.
And there will be more than game five. I promise you that.
All right. I love to hear it. Chad LaRose is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right. Put me in your skates, if you will. You're on the ice. Bobrovsky has been this good over the course of this series and the other two series that he has essentially carried Florida through. So put me in your skates. How do you approach game three? Do you try to just kind of provoke him, get in his kitchen a little bit?
I'm slashing him right on the back of the legs.
Okay.
I'm changing everything right away. I'm getting right in his kitchen.
Right. Is there somebody on this team that would do that?
Martinook.
Yeah. I can see. I don't know if I see Jordan playing outside the boundaries, or can you do something like that and make it just appear like playoff hockey? Like when Brandon Montour just, for whatever reason, decided to bear wrestle Brent Burns to the ice, I kind of felt like that was just playoff hockey. There were people calling for a penalty. I'm like, that's fine, whatever. It doesn't impact the play. I'm okay with it. Could you do something like that? Maybe just, you know, little nudges, a little bumps here without going outside the rules and taking a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get him rattled. You got to get him rattled, I believe. This is me. I mean, I'm not the coach. My friend's the coach.
Right.
But, I mean, if you remember in Game 7, L.A. Kings versus Chicago Blackhawks, the Kings were down 3-0. Justin Williams was on that Kings team. Jared Stoll ripped off Crawford's helmet, the goalie, and punched him in the face. They were down 3-0 in Game 7. Punched him in the face. Ripped off the goalie's helmet and punched him in the face. They won that game 4-3. And then they won the Stanley Cup.
That seems excessive, but you know what?
Well, I mean, I really do. And Roddy's not that type of coach, really. You know what I mean? He is a fast-paced coach. And he's phenomenal, and he gets the best out of his players. So I love that. I love whatever they're going to do. I'll never go against anything with the Hurricanes ever. But I believe they'll win tonight, and I believe they'll win the series.
All right, one final thing for Chad LaRose, who is joining us, a Stanley Cup champion. The belief in the system, you hear it from Aho, you hear it from Natchez, you hear it from everybody on this team, the high level of skill right down to grinders like Martinook, the belief in the system. Talk to me about what that means and how they can draw belief from that.
So the team buys in. So their team has bought into everything Roddy has brought to them, and they have all bought into everything he's brought to them. Same with Jeff Daniels, same with Tim Gleason. Mm-hmm. They have bought in to them, and that's why they're in the conference finals again. I just think that they want to play so hard for their coaches. When you have a coach who cares about you, I believe that you give even that little extra effort all the time.
Yeah, there's no question that that Rod cares about the players. All right, Chad, Game five, we're hanging out before game five. Fair?
I'll be there. I'll come on the show.
You got it. Thanks, man. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Chad LaRose here on the Adam Gold Show.